Diana's figured out the perfect life for herself, but it came after having an entire career in semi-retirement, because can you be retired if you're growing food for people in your community? She's now doing that for people in Shutesbury.
I guess I can't really call it retirement because there is work involved, but it's good work.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Diane Jacoby from DJ's Farm Fresh Produce. It's produce specifically for people like me who are radio DJs and are too busy to grow our own food. Is that what you're up to there, Diane?
That's what I'm up to. Very, very early in life, I had a brief stint as a radio DJ. That's where the nickname DJ came from, being at WACR in Worcester.
Nice. What kind of music or show did you have?
Basically, I just played whatever people called and wanted me to play. It was a very brief stint.
You were smart to get out of the radio industry. This is semi-retirement, I guess, for you. So what did you retire from before you started DJ's Farm Fresh Produce in Shutesbury?
I was an electrical engineer. I did power and lighting systems for commercial places.
Wow, that is fun. It seems so technical compared.
Produce is much more fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's less dangerous, probably. Every time I try to wire something in my house, I'm like, here's hoping. So you have a farm stand. So how much land are you growing on in Shutesbury? And tell me about your stand.
I'm presently growing on about 3/8 of an acre of land. It gets a little bigger every year. We also have a lot of fruit trees. The farm stand is at 224 Leverett Road in Shutesbury, and it's a very busy road that happens to be out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
That's my claim to fame.
I used to make fun of Shutesbury saying it was a pass-through town, but then people from Shutesbury got really mad at me and had to remind me that Lake Wyola is in Shutesbury, so I now call it the destination town of Shutesbury, and now DJ's Farm Fresh Produce is one more destination to make Shutesbury a destination town.
It's turning into a destination. I overheard some people this spring that were giving directions how to get someplace to someone who was new in town, and they used my farm stand as a reference.
Uh-huh. That's an honor.
Yeah.
I'm really interested about how, in some ways, your farm business was perfectly situated for a pandemic, the way you run it and the way you sell your produce. Can you share that a little bit?
I really didn't have to make that many changes for the pandemic, except that I'm cleaning surfaces a lot more often than I did in previous years. My one big shift happened early this spring. One of my customers is the Shutesbury Elementary School cafeteria. And I had an entire hoop house full of early spring vegetables for them. Just about the time that the first crop was ready to harvest, the school closed. I looked and I said, well, school will be open next week. And, you know, it's not a problem yet. And school didn't open next week. And I said, oh, my God, I have to do something because, like, I can see these crops just ripening and they're beautiful and there's way too much of everything. So I opened a store on Etsy and sent out an email with a link to the store on Etsy to some of my customers. And it was incredible. The first week sold out in about half an hour. So we did about 6 weeks of drive-by contactless produce pickup that was a lot of fun for everybody.
Diane, I'm curious, if I'm driving by on Leverett Road in Shutesbury, what would I see? How would I know it's your farm stand?
You're going to see a whole bunch of colorful signs with names of vegetables on them on a post.
I would love to know, what are the signs that are hanging out right now at your stand?
I've got arugula and bok choy, Swiss chard, kale, lettuce, salad mix, scallions, cilantro, parsley, garlic. There's a few Concord grapes left, and a few tomatoes left. And this year, I also started carrying shiitake mushrooms from a neighboring farm in Shutesbury called Forest Farm. And you'll see a building that looks like a lean-to. It's pretty small and pretty simple. There's two refrigerators there and a couple of shelves with stuff that doesn't need to go in the fridge.
The first thing I thought of when I saw your farm stand was, farm stand looks relatively high-tech compared to farm stands I've seen. Is that the electrical engineering background coming in to play to assist your semi-retirement in farming?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm curious, Diane, if, you know, since you were a kid, did you say to yourself, I want to be an electrical engineer so I can then retire and be a farmer? Was that the career path always?
No, as a kid, I really didn't have a clue. I got interested in gardening when I was in middle school. My mother turned me on to it. And my whole life, I've always managed to grow a little bit of food here and there. So I think that's where it came from.
I think you wisely took that lesson from your mother, wisely stopped being a radio DJ, wisely went into electrical engineering to learn a real skill, and wisely now are growing food organically without pesticides and no poisons, as it says on your website, with DJ's Farm Fresh Produce. But harkening back one quick second, because I can't let it go because I'm a radio person, was there like a favorite track you remember spinning for somebody when you were a radio DJ?
Smoke on the Water pops into my mind.
Nice. Diane Jacoby from DJ's Farm Fresh Produce on Leverett Road in Shutesbury, and Phil Korman.
Beautiful downtown Shutesbury.
The destination location of Shutesbury, and Phil Korman from CESA, the local hero. Folks, buylocalfood.org.